This is a CHOI news report. On Monday, a staff report on a possible bylaw to regulate public drug use was presented to the Nanaimo City Council. The report stated that the medical health officer for Central Vancouver Island said banning public drug use would force people to conceal their substance use and use alone, increasing the risk of overdose. The report also says that the provincial government is looking to introduce legislation regulating public consumption of drugs this fall after simple possession was decriminalized in January. Councillor Ian Thorpe says that if the province doesn't bring in provincial legislation, he will propose the Nanaimo adopt a city bylaw.
I note in the report that some bylaws, proposed bylaws, or those that have been introduced in other communities, it's felt impact persons who experience addictions and homelessness. And I'm going to suggest that we need to balance the needs of the entire community. And it's business owners that are being impacted as well, and I'm not suggesting that you disagree, Mr. LaBerge. Members of our taxpaying public are being adversely affected by having to deal with public drug use in public spaces. And quite frankly, I'm hearing a lot of people say they're not prepared to tolerate it. They want some action. So I'm here to say I'm willing to wait and see what the provincial government is going to come up with during the fall. But if I see no concerted action on this file, then I will be prepared at some future date to introduce a proposed bylaw for our city.
Heather McDonald, a peer outreach worker with the Nightkeepers group in Nanaimo, says that she's not seen an increase in public drug use following decriminalization.
I wanted to clarify that even though decriminalization is beginning to occur, it's not increasing the amount of public drug use. It's not making things more comfortable for drug users. The amounts are still so low that there's still a high risk of criminalization. So I don't think that decriminalization is the problem.
Caitlin Shane from the Pivot Legal Society says that any public health bylaw needs approval from the provincial health officer, the Minister of Health, or the Minister of Mental Health and Addictions.
The law is quite clear that any council that is seeking to pass a public health bylaw requires both consultation with medical health officers as well as the approval of the provincial health minister or mental health and addictions minister. And that piece about obtaining approval from the minister, I believe, is absent from the report that council received. There's a note that there's a requirement to consult with the MHO, but there is not the appropriate note that they must also receive approval from the province. So when communities are moving forward with these bylaws that absolutely impact public health, they're not obtaining the proper legal basis to do so. And so in that sense alone, they're, in my view, illegal.
Shane says she's concerned municipalities are looking to pass bylaws regulating public drug use instead of looking at what they can do to facilitate safe use of drugs in controlled environments.
I think it's particularly concerning that we're seeing in many municipalities the first move being to pass these bylaws, while historically, when people who use drugs have attempted to establish overdose prevention sites, supervised consumption sites, indoor spaces to meet, they have been fought against tooth and nail by local governments. So it, of course, raises the question of what are the actual intentions here? Are these bylaws rooted in evidence and genuine concern for all, or are they rooted in stigma?
Nanaimo Mayor Leonard Krog says that a bylaw would be unenforceable without the ability to ticket people who break it.
The public needs to understand that these bylaws have been passed, but there is no enforcement mechanism. There is no penalty. It is basically a community saying, you shouldn't do this, but that's it. We can't fine you, can't put you in jail, we can't enforce this through any method that is effective. And I get it, you know, I'm going to quote, I've quoted it before, Anatole France, the great French philosopher, socialist, and Nobel Prize winner for literature, that law in its majestic equality forbids the rich as well as the poor to beg in the streets, to sleep under bridges, and to steal bread. And I get that. There's no sense trying to find somebody who's starving and living in the streets already. It makes no sense.
Councillor Hillary Eastmuir says the city should be more concerned about the number of people in Nanaimo who have died from toxic drugs this year.
In the first 7 months of 2023, we've had 76 deaths from toxic drugs. And that's going to eclipse our 77 deaths in all of 2022. So we're really in a crisis on this, and the people who are hurting the most from this are the people who are dying from the toxic drugs. And I realize it's really uncomfortable for people to see drug use happening in public, and I really hope that we can come to a place where we aren't seeing that every day, because people have a safe place to use, a safe place to live, and safe supply.
Councillor Janice Perino says she was concerned about a report of a dog allegedly finding a package of fentanyl in a public park.
Like my dog, they sniff every single bush that there is, and their dog happened to sniff something that was, they believe, fentanyl, and they had to spend hundreds of dollars to try to save the dog. They still don't know whether or not he's going to survive. It was a large lab. A small dog certainly would not have survived such an act. And so, you know, this is tough on everyone else besides those that are the most drug addicted and the most ill and suffering. This is what our families are going through, and this has to be dealt with. And I fully appreciate what Councillor Thorpe has said, and I intend to support it if we don't see action from the province.
McDonald says most of the drug users she knows already avoid areas where children are present.
All the drug users I know and peers I know all advocate for example, if you're near children or areas where there's playgrounds or things like that, to make sure that there's no drug use and be respectful of community needs in that way. People, even in a state of crisis, are still able to be mindful of avoiding places like where children are so that they can, you know, keep a level of respect. Something that we'd like to do as night keepers is help encourage peers to pick up litter on school grounds early morning before school is going on or something like that. There's programs that I can see in place that would help to demonstrate our ability to work together as a community.
For CHOY News, this is Mick Sweetman.
This report was made with the support of the Local Journals Initiative, the Community Radio Fund of Canada, and listeners like you.